Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Straight out to Nicole Parton for the latest.
This week, a friend of R&B artist David was arrested in Montana after authorities reported that he failed to show up as a witness in a homicide case in Los Angeles involving the death of a young girl. Neo Langston, a 23-year-old social media streamer who has been seen publicly alongside the musician David, was arrested on Thursday at a home in Helena due to an out-of-state warrant issued by the Los Angeles Police Department, as per court documents. Langston was processed at the Lewis and Clark County Detention Center and held without bail before being handed over to the LAPD officials. The Helena police confirmed their support for the detectives from the LAPD's Robbery Homicide Division, but refrained from giving further information. Court documents reveal that Langston was being sought for not appearing as a witness before a grand jury. His arrest is connected to the ongoing investigation into the death of Celeste Rivas Hernandez, who was last seen in Lake Eleanor in April 2024 when she was just 13 years old. Her remains were found on September 8 in the front trunk of a Tesla that had been seized by a Los Angeles towing company just days prior to David's scheduled performance in San Francisco. The car is registered to the singer, whose real name is David Anthony Burke. Burke, 20, has been named as a suspect by law enforcement sources, but has not yet faced any charges. Authorities have stated that the investigation is still ongoing and that multiple individuals may have played a role in the disposal of the young girl's body. The cause and manner of death are still pending, said Dr. Ode Ukpo, chief medical examiner for Los Angeles County, after a court-ordered confidentiality directive was imposed on his office. We are unable to disclose any information while the court order is in effect, he stated. A grand jury has been established and several witnesses have already provided their testimonies. It is still unclear if Langston is the witness that prosecutors previously described as not being very cooperative. Known previously as Neo the Asian, Langston frequently posted pictures with Burke on his social media accounts.
Nicole, thank you. More crime and justice news after this.
A father from Maine has been taken into custody following allegations of domestic violence, elevated aggravated assault, and the murder of his 12-week-old daughter. On January 16, the Regional Communications Center in Penobscot received a 911 call reporting that an infant was unresponsive, as stated in a release by the Maine State Police. The baby, identified as Lila Samuels, was promptly transported to Northern Light Eastern Maine Medical Center in Bangor. Responders from the Fire and Rescue, Brewer Fire Department, and the County Sheriff's Office swiftly arrived on the scene. The Major Crimes Unit was called in to conduct an investigation. This inquiry led to the arrest of the infant's father, 24-year-old Sean Samuels, on January 27, for charges including domestic violence, aggravated assault, and two counts of bail violation. Tragically, it was confirmed that Lila had passed away on January 18, and authorities ruled her death a homicide. Sean was charged with murder following an autopsy on January 19, and he remains in custody at the county jail. According to the Boston Globe, first responders performed CPR on Lila upon arrival but were unable to revive her. A relative reportedly informed the dispatcher that Sean was alone with the child for the first time when the incident occurred. Sean made a court appearance on January 21 where he pleaded not guilty. His bail was set at $250,000. His next court date is scheduled for February 13. An autopsy report revealed that Lila had suffered 4 broken ribs, retinal hemorrhages, brain swelling, and other broken bones. Chief Medical Examiner Alice Breons determined that the brain bleeding was indicative of an acceleration-deceleration injury, proving the baby was murdered.
Elsa Maria Ferreira, a mom of 3, takes her family's laundry to a Houston laundromat. She's caught on video leaving in her black 2016 Nissan, but never makes it home. Days later, her children discover her car had been towed from an apartment complex across town. They say the mom had no connection to those apartments, the laundry found folded neatly in a basket in the back seat. The rest of Maria Ferreira's belongings gone. If you have info about Elisa Maria Ferreira, please call Houston PD 832-394-1840.
For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and help solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.